Welcome to the Power User Podcast, where we discuss topics of interest to the computer power users, brought to you by NeoWin.net and WinCustomize.com. In this segment, we'll be discussing the uproar surrounding Grand Theft Auto. Joining me today is regular contributor Brad Wardell of Stardock Corporation and Tom Chick, well-known video game reviewer. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, very you well, know, thank the you. Ulcers are acting up.
Nice.
That's great. We got Brad complaining about his ulcers.
Right,
already.
Right off the bat. Right. What's giving you ulcers, Brad?
Well, you know, I was thinking that I was looking at my children, and I noticed they both have two healthy kidneys each. And I had thought that if I was really banking on being able to take their, one kidney each, because I read online that if I had four kidneys, I could drink motor oil. Well, it turns out that is an urban legend, so I've been very stressed out because I had already drank the motor oil in preparation.
Oh, I see. Well, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. That's just my tip to you today, Brad.
You know, yeah, but some things I've read on the internet lately are, I don't know, I hope they're true. In fact, they did turn out to be true.
Yeah?
Such as sex in video games.
Oh, I know it. Can you believe it? The Grand Theft Auto hot coffee mod. What is the world coming to? I can't believe it. So this mod, apparently, when you you download it and apply it or whatever to your game, you unlock some scene where you're actually able to have sex with people and watch the whole thing in the game.
Well,
have
play the whole thing.
Play the whole thing.
Over and over. Allegedly.
Allegedly, I of course would never do such a thing, and I'm sure neither of you would. Either. Brad, what's the world coming to?
I don't know. I'm just aghast. I mean, sure, I was, shooting hookers and having sex with them to get my health points back and then, killing people to take their cars. But now, sex in games? I don't know. Won't someone please think of the children? Thank God that they changed the rating on it from, what was it before?
M-O?
M-A, 17-year-olds or before,
right.
And now only 18-year-olds and above. So that extra year, I applaud them for taking that tough stand.
Right, exactly. Now,
I think I'm going to end up having to be the conservative then, because I'm going to have to take issue with this. This is going to break out neatly, because Brad is going to be sort of the left wing, and I'll be the right wing.
I was spent 6 months in your gulag not that long ago. You're the left wing, I'm the right winger.
Well, because I'm actually going to come out on the side of basically the ESRB on this issue, because I think, first of all, I think it's a little bit misleading to say the uproar is over the mod. Because the mod Hot Coffee simply unlocks something that Rockstar, the creator, had already put in the game and had sort of stealthed past the ESRB. The ESRB's job is to rate the content, and it's the developer's responsibility to portray that content accurately.
That
so I think
true.
The uproar isn't over a mod that unlocks it. The uproar is over the fact that Rockstar didn't present this to the ESRB, and they sort of disingenuously portrayed their game one way, and there was something else in there that they hid.
They hid from the reviewers. And that is actually an excellent point. Now, it's my understanding that Rockstar and maybe other game developers are claiming that there's often material that ships that's kind of just left on the disc that's not supposed to be accessible, but sometimes it is. What do you know about
well,
that?
Well, that's the thing. There's it is a mod. You do have to download a thing to do it. I mean, if I like our games, we allow people to go and mod them all the time. If someone goes and does things that allows pornographic content on there, does that mean we're responsible for that? The game out of the box, as you play it unmodified, does not have this stuff in there, unfortunately. Which, I mean, I for one am glad that it is in there, because did you know, for example, that there are now that there is a position where the woman is on top. I mean, in sex, woman on top. I mean, who would have ever thought of this?
Well,
the game should be being, we should be thanking Rockstar for doing this, because it's now an educational title.
Well, nice try, Brad, actually, but I see the point that it's not so much like, for example, if we, wanted to ship a video game, it was just like space battles or something like that, and then there ended up being pornographic material that was already on the disc that people could suddenly access. It seems that that is more of a problem than somebody just applying, you know, new content to the game on their own. And that's kind of your point there, Tom, right?
Right, the point is, like, Brad's...
on the disk. Right.
Exactly. Brad's analogy is a little bit fallacious because there was no... If you ship Galactic Civilizations 2 and someone makes a mod where all the spaceships are penises, that's something that they've done. That's out of your control. But if you ship it with a version where all the spaceships are penises and someone discovers that in there, you're responsible for having put it in there in the first place, regardless of how it was discovered, how difficult it is to access. It's a matter of accountability. Who's responsible for what gets shipped? And Rockstar is responsible. If this was indeed a little bit of leftover code that they were just sloppy with, which I personally find hard to believe, then they're not as culpable, they're still responsible. But if this was something that they wanted to stealth out there and then later, a few months down the road, release the cheat codes so that people could find this, which is a more likely explanation, then they deserve every blow that they're going to take to the wrist, every fine that's levied against them by the FTC now that it's become a bigger investigation. I personally think it's very fashionable for us gamers to sort of be up in arms that games are going to be censored and that, you know, we can't have nudity in games. We can. We just have to be accountable for that. And we have to let the ESRB do its job, and we have to let them... They need respect, and this is a situation where Rockstar didn't respect them, and they're going to have to pay the price. And I fully support that.
However, we're talking about a game where you can kill people and...
Yeah, well, that's my point, is that I guess my issue is that obviously it's bad that they had this stuff in there. No doubt about that. But it's just kind of ironic. We're talking about a game in which you kill and maim and murder in the most graphical sense, and that's okay. but we throw sex in it, and suddenly it's over the top because they re-rated it as being an adult-only game, and it's like, well now it's an adult-only game, but graphically, this is more than just like I know the old argument about movies, about sex in movies versus people shooting, but Grand Theft Auto was very graphic in the way you kill people, and that's apparently okay compared.
Well, I gotta say, Brad, I think you're buying a little bit into this sort of mainstream misrepresentation of what Grand Theft Auto is.
I love the game too. Recently, I've been playing it over and over. I mean, you might even say I've been spending hours alone with it. researching.
But one of the dirty little secrets about Grand Theft Auto is that it's in a way it's a game that teaches this odd sense of family values and obligations to the people you're closest to and cleaning up your neighborhood and going straight and going from being a sort of a small-time thug to a business owner. And yeah, there's a lot of violence in it, but I think Grand Theft Auto, the storyline in the game, it is very, in a way, it's not sort of just mindless violence. You're cleaning up crack dens. There's even an early plot line where you're sort of promoting racial tolerance between a black and Hispanic couple.
Sure, but we are talking about a game whose title is Grand Theft Auto.
Right, exactly. It's about crime, and it's about, I think what Grand Theft Auto is and what gets people, what gets its bad rap, is that it creates this sense of freedom. And it brings out the worst in people. If you set somebody loose in a virtual city where there's pedestrians and cars you can steal, they'll steal the cars and they'll run over the pedestrians. But that's what happens. If you create this vivid and rich and living of a world, people will do terrible things in it. And is that the responsibility of the people doing the things or of the developer for giving you freedom? And when the developer does sort of guide you through a storyline, I think Grand Theft Auto has some very good, responsible things to say.
Well, I agree, and maybe my analogy may be a little fallacious, but the game, come on, the game has fellatio in it.
Right.
I mean,
right.
We need to cut. You know, I'm just saying that. Let's not be too harsh on it. I mean, maybe it's a whole new world of game distribution in the sense that providing I guess I have nothing more to add. I just wanted to be honest. Fellatio.
Let's say that word. Nice.
You just wanted to get in that word, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. Well, I do think it is a little bit disturbing that it seems that violence is okay and sex is not. I realize that, you know, kids are exposed to violence maybe more often than sex. I don't really know what the statistics are currently. And if we're going to say it's an adult-only game, then that's all that's probably fine. You know, we want to make sure that it's an adult-only game. But what really is the difference between 17 and 18 in terms
Right. You know. I mean, I totally agree. That seems a little bit ridiculous, but I do agree that there need to be different ratings, and sex is different from violence. Violence is a part of how children play, especially boys. Sexual activity, though, is something that I think you have to be careful about how and in what context children discover that. And I think that's something, there's a reason that sex and violence are treated differently. You drop a piano on Roadrunner, that's something that kids see at age eight, and that's something, you know, boys shooting each other with sticks that are guns, that's just how boys play with each other, and that's a part of their development from a very early age. Sexuality is something very different, and I think should be handled a little
differently. And the conjunction of sex and violence is actually, you know, can be more disturbing to the developing mind than either of those individually.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I mean, and certainly, I mean, Grand Theft Auto is taking Rockstar's taking quite a beating for this, and it does send a wake-up call to game developers. I know that we're going to be, when we go in to submit our stuff to the SRB next time, I mean, our last game got rated T for teen because we talked about NAMBLA in there.
Political Machine?
Yeah.
NAMBLA. Wow.
Yeah, you could go on the O'Reilly Factor and talk about, and he'd bring up NAMBLA. You know, potentially,
Mommy, what's NAMBLA? Yeah, that could be tricky.
Yeah.
It is tricky, yeah.
It won't be.
Well, you know,
sequel.
Pirates, they took out trade, among the trade goods was tobacco in an earlier version of it, and they took that out because it was affecting their rating, which, again, that strikes me as a little silly. And some of these distinctions are absolutely arbitrary, and you're right.
I wonder how much the rating actually affects the sales. I mean, have they done any studies?
I can kind of tell you right now, I was just on eBay looking for a copy of GTA. And the only one that actually said, you know, Grand Theft Auto with Hot Coffee mod was actually on sale, was at $41 at the time I looked at it. So, you know,
there you go. It affects sales in a positive way.
Exactly. There is the theory that no advertising is bad advertising, so maybe Rockstar will come out on top in all of this.
Ultimately, yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Kristen, by the way. I mean, Rockstar is going to – this is in a way, a wonderful boon for them, and they thrive on this sort of mainstream attention, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they're going to have to pay fines, and I'm sure it's a huge pain in the butt for them to have to issue the stickers and the recall, but I don't think they're going to go out of business anytime soon.
Right. Well, excellent, you guys. This has been a great conversation, and I really appreciate you both for joining us. Thank you, Brad and Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. This podcast has been brought to you by neowin.net and wincustomize.com. Find us on the internet at poweruser.tv.